And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Hey there, all you mothers and mother fans out there. You're listening to the Fred and Jeff Show. My name's Alec Ronstadt, the very intelligent and extremely handsome son of Fred Ronstadt. Now I'd like to give a shout-out to my own personal mother, Pam Ronstadt. I just want to say, love ya. And also, have a happy Mother's Day.
All right, my name is Angie White Bracey, and my husband standing here is Patrick Bracey. We are expected parents within weeks now. We are adopting from Ethiopia, and we are super excited. And this will be our first Mother's, my first Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all those other mothers out there.
And expecting mothers.
And expecting.
My name's Chris Cardell, and I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to my mom, who's gone, but also my mother-in-law, Judy, and my wife, Linda.
My name's Jean McKnight-Guyman, and one amazing memory I have of my mom is I went to Greece to celebrate my 30th birthday, and I came home with bags full of gifts for my parents, and I was going to cook them a big Greek meal. And my mother greeted me at the door with her arm in a sling, and I said, "Oh, no, what happened? Did you fall playing golf?" And she said, "Oh, well, your mother had a little bit of an accident," and what had happened was she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer and had a mastectomy, and she didn't want to tell me about it because she wanted me to enjoy my trip and not worry about her. I just think my mom's a great role model. She takes things in stride. She's not overly dramatic. She's strong and positive, and I strive to be just like her. She's awesome. Happy Mother's Day.
Wow.
Welcome, yeah, everybody, to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff, and we are at Mayfield Florists. We're on the northeast corner of Tanque Verde and Sabino Canyon, and we're broadcasting live. And obviously, this coming Sunday is Mother's Day, and we're celebrating our mothers. And we're inviting you guys to come down here and take a look at some of the flowers they have down here, some of the bouquets, the arrangements, and think about your mom while you're picking out some flowers for her.
Yeah, now what are you going to do, something nice for mom this Mother's Day, Fred?
I don't know.
Perfect. So they've got beautiful arrangements here. So, folks, you're going to hear all through the show, you're going to hear fans of the show say Happy Mother's Day to their mom, tell a little story about their mom, maybe. So we had a lot of fun running around town again. We've done this before. We did this at the...
For Thanksgiving.
For the Thanksgiving show. And it's great. The great stories that we hear from the people who... want to say Happy Mother's Day and maybe remember their mom, or say Happy Mother's Day to the mom who might have been standing right next to them. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, now, there's besides Mother's Day, there's tons of stuff going on this weekend. You have Free Comic Book Day on Saturday the 7th,
right,
over at Charlie's Comics,
right,
over at Speedway and Craycroft. The Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus has their Pops concert at the TCC Music Hall.
Right.
The Centurions.
Centurion event. We're going to talk to this year's Centurion chairman of the event, Dan Spikin, a little bit, to give us a great insight into what we can expect, because this year we're kind of mixing it up. The Centurions are mixing it up a little bit going downtown as opposed to having the party at TEP. So we're going to talk to Stan in a little bit.
That's perfect. And we have with us today Chase Spanks. The big intrastate roller derby tournament is this weekend at the TCC.
Yes, it is. Actually, it is this Saturday. The doors open at 5 o'clock. The third place game actually will be two teams here in Tucson, the Ferries Truck Stop Waitresses and my team, the Bike Squad, will be at 6 o'clock, will be the third place game. Then at 8 o'clock will be our championship bout. That'll be the Tucson Copper Queens and the Phoenix Bad News Beaters.
Yeah, we got to take these Bad News Beaters out.
We got to take these Bad News Beaters
and beat them.
Out.
Yeah, but
yes,
wait,
we do.
There's somebody's mom, too. We can't abuse them like that, can we?
There's more of us than there is of them.
Oh, okay. Where are they from?
They're from Phoenix.
Yeah, well, see, we're more concerned about the Tucson moms.
Take them out.
That's right.
Yeah, take them out.
That's right.
All right. What time does the festivities start?
The doors open at 5. First game's at 6. You can get tickets at Surly Winch Pub, Pop Cycle, or the Red Garter Bar and Grill. And that is the other thing that Mom wants for Mother's Day. She wants flowers from Mayfield Florist, but she also wants to come to the roller derby about Saturday
nice.
Night.
That's right. And,
nice.
And if you care about your mom, call her number 3 right now at 529-3508. 529-3508. We'll get a pair of tickets to the big Arizona State Roller Derby Conference Championship. this Saturday at the Tucson Convention Center. Doors open at 5, and there's two awesome bouts.
Yep.
Cheer on the Tucson ladies and beat some Phoenix moms.
We're going
to. Okay, now, just out of curiosity, because I still haven't been to one, I'm sorry. Fred's the roller derby boy. How long does the bout take?
The actual play time is an hour. With the halftime, it usually runs, and any injuries, usually about an hour and a half.
Okay. So you start at 6, folks are going to be home by 9.
Well, we have two games. So right. The first one's at 6, the second one starts at 8. You can expect to be out of there about 9:15, 9:30.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. So it's family fun as well.
Absolutely.
They have raffles, they have vendors, they have all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, right. We have a lot of things going on.
Entertainment between the bouts and during the breaks.
This month, entertainment is Tap Sensation. It's a tap dancing group.
Great.
So, yeah, there's a lot going on.
Oh,
so
that's
it's
very cool.
Good for everyone.
You want to see him tap on skates.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, that would be interesting, Fred. You know, Fred used to teach that class.
I can tell. I can tell.
I did. I was very light on my feet.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. Before we do that, we want to say thanks to our sponsors, Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz, H&S Estate Garden, Mayfield Florist, sitting here amongst all these beautiful flowers, Monkey Burger, where we had lunch again today, was outstanding.
So good, so good.
Power Women Investing, Temco Air Environmental, and your friends at Ronstadt Insurance. And on the other side of the break, we're going to talk to Stan, and we're going to talk to Don, and we got a whole crew of folks over here.
We got a packed show.
Yeah,
a big packed show.
So stick around. We'll be back. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
En mi infancia te gocé.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for house of light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A house of light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout Southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest, is at a new location, the southwest corner of Speedway and Craycroft. Open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small. Shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest.
Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, my name is Greg Calcaterra, and happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. And my favorite Mother's Day story is my mom was born on April Fool's Day, and she used to always remind me that there's no fool like an old fool. And she was never a fool, but now that I'm old, I understand the joke.
Hey everybody, this is Andrea. Happy Mother's Day. I love my mom because she taught me never to give up. She taught me when I fall down to pick myself back up, dust myself off, and keep on going.
Yeah, I'd like one
and I really appreciate that about her. Hope everybody has a wonderful day. Happy Mother's Day.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show.
We love live remotes because we don't know what we're doing.
We are out here at Mayfield Florist.
We're at Tanque Verde in Sabino Canyon, the northeast corner, this beautiful shopping center, and we're enjoying, I think the bouquet of the flowers is sort of making us giddy.
It's really pretty in here. I mean,
it is pretty. It smells great.
There's a reason why women love to get flowers, and we are sitting amongst all of the reasons. It's beautiful.
And the Coleman boys invite you to come down. They have some snacks. They have beautiful flowers to enjoy and
doing deals
get for your mom.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so, anyhow, thanks again for listening to the Fred and Jeff Show. We are the show that talks about all the fabulous people, places, and things, events that take place in Tucson and Southern Arizona. And our next guest is Mr. Stan Spakeen from the Centurions. How you doing, Stan?
We're doing well, thank you.
All right, and you have a huge event happening this weekend.
Yes, we do. I appreciate you all letting us come in and talk a little bit about it. But
absolutely.
Yes, this Saturday we're hosting, I believe it's our 43rd Centurion event to raise funds for Chronolet Health and St. Mary's Hospital.
Right, and this year the money's going to the Neurological Institute, right?
Yeah, we're in a middle of a $2 million commitment for $400,000 a year is our gift plan at this stage.
Now, that's a huge gift. Makes a lot of difference in a lot of people's lives.
It does.
And,
great.
And I have to commend you because the Centurion event, if I'm not mistaken, for the last 4, 5, or 6 years has been at TEP. And everyone kind of got complacent going to TEP, and I'm sure it would have been very easy for you during your tenure as the chairman to just say, let's just restart it again and do it at TEP. But you decided that you wanted to do what the old guys did and switch it up a little bit, and you have a new venue.
Yes, we do. We've actually been at TEP, I believe, 9 out of the last 11 years.
Wow.
It's a great venue. It dresses up real well, but you're right. It's time for a change. And in the old days, the membership used to move the party around quite a bit. We try to draw up on a piece of brand-new canvas a new party and a new event. But as the party grew, we're looking at maybe 5,000 to 6,000 people this year.
Wow.
The venue opportunity is sort of diminished, and we got complacent with TEP, and I'm sure we'll go back there again. But
that's a great place to have a party. I mean, there's tons of parking. It's a giant
baseball
field, and you're out on the grass goofing around. But, yeah, you mix it up. But
yeah, so we're hosting it downtown, closing off Fifth Avenue between Congress and Broadway. And every year it's a theme party, by the way, and we never have repeated. And this year, amongst those buildings on the Rialto block that were built in the 20s, we're going to host a 20s party.
Nice.
Prohibition, speakeasy.
So it's called what? Help me out. It's the Great Prohibition Exhibition.
A bootlegger off Broadway.
Oh, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
a lot of fun. And so you'll have a casino.
We'll have an indoor-outdoor casino where Bodies was hosted in the exhibit hall, and currently King Tut is there. We're actually moving King Tut out for a couple of days. And
he probably won't mind.
And our casino's moving in. And then we've got local eatery, El Charo, everybody's favorite downtown.
Right.
Established in 1922, also ties into the theme, the era. So they'll be catering the entire party that night.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, carne seca?
Lots of fun dishes that they put together.
Oh, that's great. And so you're going to have live music, you're going to have a big stage and a band. You guys always have a big band.
Yes, we have a big band coming from Laguna Beach called The Trip, one of Gig Master's favorites out of California, and we're excited to have them mix it up for us.
Now, what kind of music do they play? Are they playing 20s music? Are they playing rock and roll? What are they doing?
It's typical classic rock and roll cover mixed in with some of the newer stuff.
Sweet. So it's a lot of dancing.
Yeah.
Lots of dancing. All right. So casino, dancing, food. I'm sure they're going to have adult beverages.
There might be one or two.
Yeah, there you go. And it's an inside-outside party downtown.
Yeah, mostly downtown and outside.
Now, one of the things that I'm sure you guys have had to, someone had to have said it at least to you once is, oh my gosh, you guys are going downtown. Where am I going to park? Have you heard that at all?
No, not at all.
There's tons of parking down there.
There is. I think by the last count, there were, 15,000 parking spaces downtown?
Well, there is definitely lots of parking. There's tons of garages. There's flat lots. There's private parking opportunities. But we have a whole parking schedule set up, and the ticket actually shows a map of garages and different parking options available. It is going to be a little more difficult simply because it's not one big parking lot.
Right.
Spread out, and people that aren't familiar with downtown might have to get creative or get there a little bit early. But we're going to close off Congress at Tool, so we'd recommend coming in from the north or from the west. Okay. Might make parking a little bit easier, but rest assured, parking will be there and need not worry.
Perfect. And lots of signage so people know exactly where to go.
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
And lots of cabs afterwards.
Yep. We supply shuttles, free shuttle rides, and cab opportunities at a discount through Yellow Cab. They've been great.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
And you're going to have any pedicabs down there?
Oh, the pedicabs will be running around down there. You can bet your...
The little bicycle rickshaws?
The little rickshaws will be all over the place down there hauling people left and right. Mm-hmm. So that'll be great. All right. So to recap, it's a big party. About 5,000, 6,000 people you're expecting.
Certainly not too late to get tickets.
And if I want to get a ticket today, or can I buy a ticket at the door?
You can buy them at the door, or you can go to www.thecenturions.com and buy them online.
Perfect.
Or just contact your local favorite Centurion.
Yeah, come down to Mayfield, Florida, and buy one from Don Coleman here.
Or go to Ronstadt Insurance and buy one.
A dozen roses and a ticket, right?
There you go. You know, a dental policy and a ticket is good. So plenty of tickets left.
Yes, sir.
And there was one other thing I wanted to ask you before we moved on. But darn it, Stan, I apologize,
well,
I forgot.
Are we going to do a little Twitter thing?
Yeah, and you're giving us two tickets to give away.
Yes, sir.
Tickets are $75 a piece, and this is what I wanted to make. What I want to say. $75, you get dinner from El Charro, you get cocktails, you get entrance. I mean, you're there for the whole night.
A late-night snack.
And unless you buy raffle tickets or go into the casino, there is no reason to pull another dollar out of your pocket.
Well, unless you want to support St. Mary's to a greater degree. We'd love for you to pull dollars out of your pocket.
Well, but you're pulling a dollar out of your pocket for raffle tickets or the casino.
Yes.
But everything else is included.
They have shirts and everything else.
Oh, and T-shirts, yeah.
Are you doing any races this year?
We're not doing races. We've got another interactive game that you'll have to just come down and see what it's all about.
All right, so we'll do a couple bucks for that, and it's a great time.
All right, so we have two tickets to give away to the Centurion Party, and how are we going to do that?
We're going to do it on our Twitter account.
Ah.
So we're going to send out a tweet in a few minutes, and the first person to respond to the tweet will get two tickets to the Centurion event.
All right, and the tweet, and it's Fred and Jeff.
It's Fred and Jeff, or the at sand, or
at
it's ampersand.
No, it's not an ampersand, is it?
Is it?
It's the at sign.
At sign.
An ampersand is the Fred,
oh, that's right,
sign.
That's right. So yes. The at sign, Fred and Jeff. And if you are one of our followers, you'll have an opportunity to get these tickets.
Yeah, first one to respond.
So we'll send it out in a few minutes, so keep your eye out.
Or maybe we should the first person to retweet it.
There you go.
Let's do that. The first person to retweet our tweet wins two tickets to the Centurion event.
Okay, that's cool.
There you go. All right, folks. The first person to retweet our tweet on the Centurion event gets two tickets to the Centurion event this Saturday night downtown Tucson. Stan, good luck to you guys. It's going to be a great time.
Yes, sir.
And have a ball.
Thank you very much.
And then we got one more we got to get Don, and we want to talk to you, Don Coleman, about Mayfield's Florist. You guys have been a fabulous sponsor for us since the beginning of the Fred and Jeff Show. And by the way, today we're celebrating our one-year anniversary of doing the Fred and Jeff Show. I think today's our 53rd show.
It is our 53rd show.
So happy 1 year to us. And Don, you've been a fabulous supporter of the show, giving away roses every week. And you know, you're not too blurry-eyed. Mother's Day isn't. You look like you got plenty of flowers to sell.
No, we got a lot. It's been a hectic 3 weeks. We had Easter, Secretary's Week, and Mother's Day. But right now we're in full Mother's Day mode.
And I wanted to ask you a story because I think you've got a great mom story about how Mayfields and the Colemans came about.
Well, yeah, we do. My mom was a stay-at-home mom for a long time, and then when all of us were in school, she went to the University of Bellevue in Bellevue, Nebraska.
Nebraska.
So she took school, you know, she went to school there, and she was very talented. She got a BFA in fine arts, and she actually graduated magna cum laude from that university in fine arts. And my dad's boss actually told her that, you know, you're very talented and artistic. If you go into the floral business, because we have to ramp up so much during the holidays, that you'll always be able to find a job. So every time she went and applied, she got a job. I mean, for Mother's Day, we are going to be doing as much business as we do in the whole month of June.
Wow. Just for one day.
Right.
Now, why would your mom would apply for a job here and apply for a job there? You guys moved around a lot as you were...
Well, my dad was in the Air Force.
Ah, got it.
He
okay.
was an officer in the Air Force, and in fact, he was the ops officer for the Titans around Tucson.
Okay.
And his last station was here. He He retired. The day he retired was the day we bought our first store. He went to law school, so me and him, I graduated from high school, Sabino, and he decided to go to law school. So we were going to law school, and I was getting back, earlier in the day to when I could, to go deliver, wash buckets and everything. So she started this business, and we all owed to her. She did a great job. She did a lot for us. And
now you're giving back to all the moms in Tucson.
Well, hopefully today.
Yeah, that's great. We appreciate that, Don. And we appreciate it. We know that we've made 52 families very happy during the run of the Fred Jeff Show because we've given away 52 bouquet of roses to our callers, to our listeners,
right.
And we hear it all the time. Oh, are you guys giving away more flowers? Because they're just fabulous. And so thank you so much for your support of our show.
Well, we love your show. I mean, it's great to hear all the good things that are going on in Tucson. And what you and your brother do is outstanding.
Well,
I mean, there's so much out there to be thankful for. And then when we see programs like your guys' that actually talk about it instead of talking about the bad things.
Well,
it's a great show.
52 shows, you'd think we'd run out of things to say, and we haven't even scratched the surface.
Not at all.
There are so many fabulous people in this town. It's not amazing because, we kind of, after a year of seeing and meeting all these folks, it's kind of, it's expected because Tucson's a great place to live.
Yeah, Jeff and I, we've talked about this before. Sometimes we feel very spoiled just because of all the great things that we have access to. And it's not just my brother and myself. Anybody in this community has access to all sorts of things. You just need to open your eyes a little bit and see it and recognize it.
And be willing to say hi to your neighbor.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, if you're willing to say hi to your neighbor, God knows what you're going to learn and who you're going to meet.
Well, we all it all to our moms. Yeah. They're the ones who told us, you better do this, you got to do that. I mean, we wouldn't have the great people we have in Tucson if we didn't have great moms out there doing everything for making sure that we walk the line.
Yeah, good for you, Donnie. Way to tie it all back together.
So do you have any happy Mother's Day Mother's Day specials?
Well, Greg's going to talk a little bit about the Mother's Day specials, but, we do want to, reward the Fred and Jeff Show listeners. We are going to have anyone who comes in today or calls in the next 24 hours. We'll have a 10% off discount.
All right,
plus,
great.
Plus, we're going to give away a box of chocolate. One of our Maxfield chocolates. Or any, you get that delivery in, you get it in today, and you'll be able to take advantage of that 10% discount and the box of chocolates that comes along with it. And there's nothing better than flowers and chocolate.
Absolutely, absolutely. Especially if your wife isn't on the Atkins diet. Which mine isn't.
I'm sure the kid. I'm sure the kids will enjoy it too.
Happy Mom's Day, Mom. Give me that box of chocolates. Thanks, Donnie. So, how long has Mayfield been around? How long have you guys been in business?
Well, the day my dad retired was 1982, and we've been around since 1982.
Good for you. And you and your brother, your dad, yeah, your whole family is very well involved in the community. You guys do a lot of things for the Tucson folks, the nonprofit folks in town. You help out a lot, so we want to say thank you very much.
It's a great place to be part of.
Well, thanks a bunch, Donnie. So we're going to hear from Greg a little bit later in the second part of the show, and we've got to cut away to the news.
And next 30 seconds. So those of you who are following us on Twitter, you now have an opportunity because
you're under the gun.
We just tweeted.
The tweet is out.
The tweet is out. So the first person to retweet gets two tickets to the Centurion Party. What's the name of it again?
It's the Great Prohibition Exhibition or a Bootlegger Off-Broadway. It's $150 in tickets. It's a great time. So, folks, we'll see you on the other side of the news.
And if you need tickets, I still got some.
Come to Mayfield.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. President Obama and his national security team are trying to decide whether to release graphic photos of Osama bin Laden's corpse. CNN's Ed Henry reports there are a variety of concerns to consider.
Beyond just the gruesome nature of the photos, the other sensitivity, of course, is internationally in making sure that a photo of like this does not inflame the Muslim world.
Two Democratic senators tell CNN they expect a photo to be released. They just don't know when. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley's promising to fast-track recovery and rebuilding from last week's deadly tornado outbreak. Bentley says they're still praying for more survivors. At least 250 people were killed there. Officials with the Army Corps of Engineers say an operation to relieve pressure along the Ohio and Mississippi rivers appears to be working. The intentional breach of a levee is flooding fertile Missouri farmland with floodwaters. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
Through May 14th, save $60 on BF Goodrich tires with the purchase of four. Special financing available. Plus, go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
Through May 14th, save $60 on BF Goodrich tires with the purchase of four. Special financing available. Plus, go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. When it comes to your personal exercise routine, balance should be the most important ingredient. It's easy to lose track of time during a workout. Often we end up doing more strength training, then your cardio gets shortened and there's no time to stretch. Balance is always the key to fitness success. You need an accurate portion of cardiovascular and respiratory improvement exercises, strength training, and always stretch before or after the workout. Just as a balanced diet is important in your nutrition, a balanced workout would help you achieve greater results. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Carl Harshman, member of the Chili's. And happy Mother's Day, Mom. And thanks for all the great memories, all the good times that we've had over the years, and all the things that you've taught me.
Hi, this is Taylor Hardy. The best thing I remember about my mother is that she taught me the value of hard work and to always stick up for myself and to remember that at the end of the day, all you have left is your word and your integrity, and that's most important than in trying to get ahead in life. So have a happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Hi, my name is AJ, and I'd like to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here in Tucson. And I would like to share with you my experiences with my mom, who's very special to me, of course. And what I really enjoy about my mom is that she's so approachable and she's got a serving heart. And I really enjoy how many times she and I will get together after work and we'll sit on the front porch and just have a few beers and just talk about our day. And I just really love how she opens her house to everybody. She allows me to bring my friends and they can sleep over. And she's just a very sweet, kind person. And just want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom, Susie. Thank you very much.
May I light that cigar for you, sir?
Thank you.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother, Jeff.
Hello, everybody.
And here is Mayfield Florist and Plant Shop. We're over at 7181 East Tanque Verde, which is on the northeast corner of Tanque Verde and Sabino Canyon. And we're enjoying some lovely snacks. They've been placed out here by...
Oh, we just put out two cedar planks full of salmon.
Yeah, they have salmon. They have cheese and crackers. And
unbelievable.
Salsa and chips is great. Pretzels. And some light beverages. And we're inviting our friends of the show to come on down to Mayfield and enjoy some of these refreshments and also take a look at what they have to offer for your mom for Mother's Day or for your wife if your children are too young to be driving over to a flower shop.
Which mine are.
Yeah, when your kids are 6 and 8, it's difficult for them to drive.
And we have someone on the phone with us now, don't we?
Yeah, that's right.
Hello.
Hello, Michael. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. Happy 53rd week anniversary.
Hey, well, thank you very much,
buddy.
Michael.
So what do you got for us this week? Something good, I heard.
Oh, yeah. Today, this week, we've got the Diamond Crown Maximus made by the J.C. Newman Company. It's a great, beautiful, full-bodied smoke made in the Dominican Republic with a Dominican filler, Dominican binder. The interesting thing is the wrapper. It is a Ecuadorian sun-grown Lajero Oscuro wrapper.
Wow.
A lot of full body. With the Lajero, they take the corona part of the plant, which is the top leaves, which gets the most sun, which gives it a lot of flavor, a lot of body to that wrapper. It's the very small leaves at the top of the plant, and they use those just for the wrapper.
That sounds great, Mike.
Yeah, it's a great smoke.
It is a great smoke. And actually, I sampled one this afternoon, and it was a Churchill, which is a little bit bigger than what I usually smoke, but it was a nice, mild smoke all the way down.
Yep.
And if people want to get one of these wonderful sticks, where do they go?
Well, it's we're at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124. As usual, it's buy three, get one free. And if anyone wants to give us a call, please do. It's 747-4807.
Hey, Mike, before you go, I just want to give you a compliment. I've had a couple of folks that listen to the show and have heard the Cigar of the Week, and they go down there, and not only do they appreciate the deal that you give them, but also some of these guys aren't big-time cigar smokers. They're very novice when it comes to enjoying a good cigar, and all of them have said how accommodating you have been, you specifically, Jacob as well, but you specifically, in helping them find the perfect cigar for that event that they're going to. So I really, really want to
see. I love helping the people out and describing cigars and, you know, whatever their tastes are. Like you said, if they're novices or everyday smokers, we've got everything to fit their needs.
Well, thanks again, Mike. And
thank you, gentlemen. It's been a wonderful 53 weeks, man. Let's do 53 more.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Cool. So on the other side of this break, we're going to be talking to Patty Caldwell about an organization that she heads up. It takes care of a lot of mothers in this community.
Right.
And we'll be back at Mayfield Florist in a few minutes.
Y con todos mis amigos iba descalzo y a pie.
Thank you for calling Huge Conglomerate Insurance. Your call is somewhat important to us. Please hold, and we'll be with you as soon as we can.
When you get sick or injured, the first call you make is to your neighborhood doctor. Shouldn't the next call you make be to your local insurance representative? Skip the hours waiting on hold to ask a simple question about what your insurance policy will cover.
Your current wait time is 45 minutes.
Instead, call Ronstadt Insurance at 721-4848 and get the attention that you deserve. Trust local, trust Ronstadt Insurance. Pioneers in good service.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quote it.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau
or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
Well, hello, Fred and Jeff Show, and happy Mother's Day to all those great mothers out there. My name is Michael. I would certainly like to wish my mother a happy Mother's Day. Amidst all of her zaniness and craziness, I certainly wouldn't be the person I am today without her love, affection, and guidance. So happy Mother's Day to all you great mothers out there.
Hi, I'm Russ Tolander, and I want to tell my favorite Mother's Day story. Back in Iowa as a youngster, there were lean years on the farm, and one of our Mother's Day lunches, we went to McDonald's. Tough time, tough year. But the spirit was right, and I felt we should have gone somewhere better for Mom, but we didn't. And so having finished my quarter pounder with cheese early, I was twiddling with a ketchup package, and it burst and went all over the polyester blue sweet vintage 1970s pantsuit of the lady sitting next to us. And that became the funniest Mother's Day ever. Mom, I love you.
Hey, my name's Keith Anderson with the Chili Band, and my mother was great because she let me get away with a lot of shit, but kept me in line, and, well, I can't probably say that word.
I'll edit it out.
Okay. She kept me in line, but let me get away with some stuff and let me progress the way I needed to, and I love her. Thank you.
Yeah, we edited out that word.
Welcome back to the Fred Jeff Show. And
this is Fred Ronson. I'm with my brother Jeff.
Oh Lord, you could tell that Fred was down on Fourth Avenue interviewing some folks this last week, and that was good times. That was at the backyard barbecue.
That was at the backyard barbecue at the Hut. And that was Keith from the Chili's Band, featuring Jeff Ronstadt, lead singer and drummer.
Well, you know what's interesting, Fred?
Yes.
Since we have plenty of time left on the show.
No, we don't.
Lead singer and drummer of the Chili's Band, and you were supposed to MC, we've been telling people for weeks. Oh, the friend Jeff.
Yeah, we don't have time for the story.
And you fell off your bike on 4th Avenue.
Yeah, I did.
What happened there, Fred?
I was on my bike. You know, I live in the university area now, so I figured I'd just jump on my bike and ride down to the Hut, very close.
Yeah.
I'm tooling down University Boulevard, go to make a left-hand turn on 4th Avenue, you know, make a left, go south. And my tires met the trolley tracks.
And woo!
And I went a-tumbling.
So,
and I'm still very sore. I mean,
your hands
like it's all purple.
Yeah, we should put a picture of your hand on the website.
No, we don't need to do that.
So anyhow, so thanks for listening to the Fred Jeff Show.
We are at Mayfield Florist. Come on down, buy some flowers for Mom, and enjoy some of the wonderful food and
10% off plus chocolate. You can't beat it.
You just cannot. And speaking of mothers, Patty's been waiting very patiently for us. Patty Caldwell, who is the Executive Director of New Beginnings for Women and Children, is here with us. Patty, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Cool. Let's just talk a little bit about New Beginnings. Way, way, way back in the day with Shalom House and sort of has grown and sort of the mission's gotten a little bit bigger. Tell us a little bit about it.
So New Beginnings for Women and Children provides both housing and supportive services for homeless families, primarily moms with kids. And so we provide both emergency shelter, and then we also have 70 apartment units for women who are transitioning out of emergency shelter into some subsidized housing where they can stay for a while, get themselves together, get themselves back on their feet again, and be ready to kind of move forward with their families. So we provide case management, financial education classes, a whole variety of things to help these moms keep moving forward and doing what they need to do for their families.
Now, Patty, how does a mom in Tucson get help? How does that happen? How do they access your guys' services?
Yeah, it's a good question. So because we've been around for almost 25 years, a lot of people know about us. And usually they'll be talking to another social service agency and saying, you know, I don't know where to go. You know, I've been couch surfing with my family for several weeks now. I was evicted. I don't have much money. I got this little part-time job, and I need a place to stay. And so people refer folks to them.
So you guys, most of the people that you all assist are folks that have been referred to you.
They are.
And are you talking about folks with mental handicaps, or you're just talking about moms and kids that are in a bad situation? Who's your typical
client?
Yeah, so our typical client would be a 25-year-old mom who's got a couple of kids, who has been working for a while, trying to do her best, may have lost her job or her hours got cut back, may have had a medical emergency in the family that required her to stay with one of her kids for a while. She gets behind in her rent. She can't keep up. Mm-hmm. She gets evicted. She tries to go stay with a family member. Things get tough. And she just kind of keeps farther and farther behind. And she wants to get back on her feet, and she just...
She needs help.
She needs help. She just feels like the hole is so deep, and she doesn't know how to get out of it anymore.
Yeah, and life happens to
life
these
happens.
Folks.
Life happens.
You know, the economy isn't what it should be.
That's
and,
right.
And people do get laid off, and,
that's
and
right.
What do you do? And so you guys are a group that they can turn to for help.
We are, and we're lucky that the rest of the community is very supportive. We've been very fortunate to have lots of great supporters over the years who help with financial donations or help by cooking meals for the shelter periodically or donating food, all those kind of good things. Tucson's such a great community.
Yeah, and what about and clothes for their kids?
Clothes for the kids, clothes for moms so that they can actually have what they need to interview for jobs and get out there in the workforce.
And it's just basic needs like that.
Absolutely.
Wow,
that's what we need the most.
That's
and that's
fantastic.
What those moms need the most.
So how do people, if they want to help New Beginnings for Women and Children, what do they need to do?
Okay, so kind of building on the rollerblading.
Rollerblading.
Right. So in addition to buying flowers, the other thing your mom really wants is for you to be generous and donate to a local organization that helps other
sure,
mothers.
Moms, absolutely.
So they can do that by, and it's whether it's time or money or gifts of food or shelter assistance, they can do that by calling us at 325-8800, 325-8800, or going to our website where we always post what our most recent needs are, as well as it being a donation site, and that's our initials, nbwctucson.org.
And we'll actually put that link up on our website when we post this show tomorrow. The website will be there, along with your name and the stuff you've been talking about.
Right, and Patty, I was looking at your website, mm-hmm. and one of the things that I think is pretty amazing is that you guys get your first transitional housing program in 1991.
It's been a long time. We opened the shelter in 87 and the transitional housing in 91.
20 years ago, mm-hmm. and a couple years later, you guys built a 40-unit apartment community, and now you have 70.
70 different apartments.
Is there what can people do? They can support you guys and help these gals and their kids.
They can.
But where do these guys come from? I am literally blown away that there's such a need for moms and their kids who are just down on their luck.
Yeah, we
and
serve
you guys
more
are
than,
there.
Yeah, thank you. We serve more than 200 families every single year.
Wow. What's the average length of time they stay with you?
So usually in the shelter, maybe 50, 60 days. They can stay up to 90. In the transitional housing, they stay maybe a year and a half or so before they can pay back, save up, do what they need to do, get their credit back in shape
again.
And
that's kind of what it is.
That's right.
You're helping them save money
so they
can put a first month's rent, last month's rent.
That's right.
They can pay off some debt.
Exactly.
Do whatever they need to do to get back on. So it's kind of a do-over.
Absolutely. And they're not looking for a handout. They're just looking for a little help to get them back on their
feet. Yeah, and they're
again.
Still working. The moms are still
absolutely.
Working.
Absolutely.
You guys are helping with the kids.
That's right.
Fabulous organization.
And there's job
you.
Training and...
There's job training. There's financial counseling.
Oh,
we help them get some of the moms actually are going to school part of the time as well mm-hmm. as working part time.
Oh, that's great. So getting degrees. Tell us about job training. What kind of vocations are you guys helping them with?
So we actually help connect them with other providers in the community. There's a one-stop shop that basically the county helps facilitate.
One-stop.
And so
I've got a great friend, Bev Price, who's over at One Stop.
It's a great organization.
She talks about it all the time.
Yep. So we help connect them there. We also have a number of clients who are going to Pima, and we get them. So they're really looking at how they can ensure that they actually can move out of that minimum wage job.
Mm-hmm.
So they can actually support themselves
and their children. Yeah,
exactly.
And your average client has got how many kids?
Two kids.
Two kids. Wow.
Yeah, but it certainly varies from one to four.
Right.
Yeah.
Or more.
And here's the terrible question, because it makes my gender look horrible. Where's dad?
Well, that's a really good question. In most of these women's lives, dad isn't around.
Mm.
He's he's got his own issues, whatever they might be, or else he's just decided not to take responsibility and he's not stepping up to the plate. So these are mostly, occasionally we do have a single dad with his kids, but mostly it's...
Oh, so you will take in dads as well?
We will.
Okay, but that's not typically the case.
It's not. Most of the time it's moms and her kids. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so one more time. What can people do to support you guys? They can go to your website, and we'll link the website on our webpage, fredandjeff.com.
That's great.
They can donate. You'll take gently used clothing. You'll take toys for the kids, books, furniture.
We'll take some furniture. We don't have a lot of storage, but we're always – actually, right now, our shelter is in need of some gently used and easily cleaned love seats and sofas because
okay.
we go through those when you have a shelter that houses 13 families. With up to 45 beds for moms and kids, you go through furniture pretty darn fast. So sofas, love seats, dressers. We always need dressers in those bedrooms. They go through those too. We always actually need food, canned goods or things that we can help put together food boxes for people
okay.
to complement what we may be able to get from the food bank.
Okay.
And we actually always are looking for groups, whether it's groups of friends or whether it's groups associated with an organization, who are interested in adopting a night, a month at the shelter to bring food in and actually help the clients feel like somebody in the community cares about them by feeding them for a night.
Wow.
It's a great opportunity.
That's
and people love doing it.
Tell me more about that. So Fred and I could show up with 10 pounds of pasta and a big thing of meatballs and I'll just go to Costco and buy pasta, meatballs, red sauce,
Absolutely.
Bread,
Absolutely.
Sodas, juices, come in and make dinner for 50 people.
Yeah, usually we've got somewhere between 35 and 40 people between moms and kids there, and so we're always looking for somebody who wants to do the second
Done.
Tuesday of every month or the first Sunday of every month or whatever.
We'll
put them on the schedule.
We're on. You got
Thank
it.
You.
We'll absolutely do that for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
I think it would be fun for Fred and I to go out and serve 50 families. We'd love to do that. We'll get some
Thank
listeners.
You.
We'll get Big Mike.
Great.
We'll get the Colemans. We'll all come down, and we'll absolutely be happy
Thank
to
you.
Do that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. So, Patty, anything else you want to say before we give you the sign to move along? Because we've got someone else coming in.
I just want to say we appreciate you. Let me tell folks about New Beginnings for Women and Children because it's a great organization, and we always appreciate the community support.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you and I have to apologize for everybody out there listening. All that rattling around. Fred seems to have lost his equilibrium, and he keeps falling over, and maybe it's just a wonderful smell of all the flowers here that has got Fred just kind of in a tither, I don't know. But
you know, part of it is my bicycle accident on Saturdays. I, you know, landed on my noggin. And
then put those headphones on, Fred.
It hurt.
Just put them on, buddy. put them on, Michael. There you go.
No, so this is just a little transitional thing.
Segway.
Segue. That's
okay.
exactly what it is.
So, who do we have here?
Greg Coleman.
Greg, how you doing, buddy?
Good, good. I'm the other brother in the Mayfield clan.
The not so good looking shorter brother, right?
that's me.
Without the Lou Rawls voice.
You'll never find another flower quite as mine.
Earlier, a couple months ago, we had the new director for the United Way on. Fabulous gentleman, and he had...
Yeah, Tony.
Yeah, Tony had a great... Tony Stewart, he had a great voice, you know, one of those low register baritone voices. And Fred and I just stared at him the whole time going, I wish I had that voice. So, Greg, Coleman brother number two, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing great, doing great. I heard Don speaking on the drive over here, and I...
Now, where were you? Were you at another location?
From point A to point B, yeah.
So,
we have the three stores, and then right now we're running a warehouse, a production warehouse. But really, it's just more square footage to alleviate some of the stress on single locations so we can get more done, more refrigerated, more cooled. That's where we have the rental reefer trucks.
See, I don't think... And, Greg, I don't think a lot of people know that when you get some flowers from a florist, and Mayfield's, we love you guys, but when you get flowers from a florist, they shouldn't, 2 days later, they shouldn't all be wilted.
Well, yeah, we go through a lot of stress to make sure that doesn't happen. I mean, I was out in California last week just trying to go to the farms in which we buy our product, and this is a luxury we have because we're so close to California.
Mm-hmm. Is that where most of the flowers come from?
Well, most of the flowers, that I would say that are in a grocery store or a Costco per se certainly do not come from California. They come from South America. But I'd say that more of the boutique, the high-end flowers, are more or less going to come from California if you're in the west coast of the United States. Now, South America grows a lot of lilies, tulips, but those are mostly distributed to the west, to the east coast of the United States. Mm-hmm. We're so close to California. I mean, we're blessed. We're blessed with the mecca of flowers because those ocean breezes and those rolling hills between Fallbrook, which is just a little bit inland in San Diego, going up to L.A., there's so many beautiful arid areas that are similar to Holland where flowers are developed, and they grow the most incredible flowers. And our goal here at Mayfield is always to find the best of what nature is going to offer. And that's why we get so much of our product from California.
Now, you mentioned Holland. Are most of your flowers grown in greenhouses?
For sure, yes. Like, there's field flowers, like field tulips come from Washington this time of year, but it's a pretty short window. But for the most part, lilies inside, solidago inside, snapdragons inside.
Roses?
Roses inside, absolutely, and not in dirt. I mean, we're hydroponic.
Wow.
The roses we get are from Napomo, California, and it's just a little bit north of Santa Barbara. And they are known for their boutique, specialty, wedding type, different varieties. If you see it in a magazine, bride wants, right now, green and like a mauve purple are very popular colors. Whatever Princess Kate just did in her bouquet, it's going to be very popular.
I think you're supposed to call her Catherine.
Catherine now.
She's a duchess.
The duchess, yeah. But these California these California rolling hills, they're small farms, and they will specialize in growing that sort of product to meet the demand of a shop like Mayfield's that wants to have that opportunity for the customers to have that kind of product.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool. So we have about a minute left, and we got some specials coming up.
Well, our specials really are anything you get at Mayfield's. Don't ask me to talk about the
specials. That was my point, too. My point is when you buy something from Mayfield's, when I buy Tiana a dozen roses, those roses last like 7 to 10 days.
Right.
They're gorgeous. They don't just wilt 2 days later.
Right, right. And at Valentine's Day, we tell our customers, try something different than roses. At Mother's Day, we say, take advantage of the spring flowers. If you call us in July, if your wife's birthday in July, we're going to say, you know, you probably want to go with some of these plants that are most likely going to perform the best during this time of year. Always take advantage. If you're going to buy flowers 4 or 5 times a year from Mayfield's, because that's what our average customer does.
Cool.
We don't want to have customer just use us one time, because we already started a database, and we want to make sure that we do such a superior job that they come back over and over again. And when they do that over and over, we love to have them come to use them.
We want people to come to Mayfield's. You guys have been a great sponsor for the Fred and Jeff Show. And right now we're broadcasting live from Mayfield over at Tanqueverde and Sabino Canyon. Last couple minutes of the show, we have some last of our hello mom kind of things. But we want to say have a great Mother's Day.
Yeah, and Greg, you, your brother, your family, thank you for supporting us. Thank you for being great Tucsonans. You know, you have great business here.
Well, that same database I was talking about, we refer every order that comes to us, and this has been a great opportunity for us to be the sponsor of your show because we get referral codes on it. People hear us on the radio, and they call us.
Yeah.
We like that. And it matters to us.
Thank you,
if you're going to call tomorrow for the next 24 hours, 10% off anyone who's listening to this broadcast today, free box of chocolate and 10% off
of
flowers.
Thanks.
And everyone that listens to this show, we care. We want to keep sponsoring the show. Call today. If you like the show, call and send your Mother's Day flowers.
That's sweet. Thank you, guys.
I really appreciate it.
And the last thing we want to do before we sign up is say, hey, Mom, Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
And hey, Tiana, I love you. Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Right.
So, folks, have a great week. Have a great Mother's Day. And we'll see you next week.
Hi, everybody. Happy Mother's Day. This is Pastor Steve from Book of Life Community Church. My mom, she gave me a great sense of right and wrong. She taught me about being fair. She taught me about tolerance, and she had a great sense of humor.
Hey, this is McCoy Ronstadt. I love my mother. Happy Mother's Day.
Hello, this is Jill Bauman with Ronstadt Insurance, and I want to wish all you moms out there happy Mother's Day. Make it a good day.
Hey, happy Mother's Day. Jeez, Mom, you're the best, and I sure am glad that you're my mom.
This is Rod Dawkins, and I want to send a special wish out to my mother for being the very best mother in the world.
KJLL, South Tucson.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Vice President.